It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hi, this is Meghna Chakrabarty, host of On Point. And today on our regular show, we talked about climate reparations, or the idea, championed by some, that the richest countries in the world owe money and technology to the global south as a moral repayment for the impacts of climate change. It was a really good conversation, and I encourage you to check it out. But of course, in addition to the impacts of climate change on poorer nations of the world, it's also getting harder and harder to ignore the impact of climate change right here in the United States. Well, Colleen Swan is the interim city administrator in Kivalina, Alaska, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has predicted that coastal erosion and rising sea levels could render Kivalina completely uninhabitable by 2025. That's just 4 years from today. So for Colleen Swan and the members of the indigenous Inupiat community who live on Kivalina, climate change isn't a remote abstraction. It's an emergency that's threatening their lives right now.
Kivalina sits on a sand spit. It's a little island, and it's surrounded by water. We have the lagoon on one side and two channels on either end and the ocean, Chukchi Sea. When the fall storms come, they come from the south, and that's our most vulnerable side of the island. And, you know, I grew up watching these things, subtle changes that started interrupting with our own societal systems. The fall sea storms, they're a given. They happen every fall. But one year in 2004, suddenly land started falling into the ocean. And so when the land starts falling away, you're just a couple of feet away from the residential homes. And that's something that I didn't understand. You know, some of our elders started saying the ice is not there to buffer those annual fall storms, to buffer the waves, and so we were defenseless. And unless you stand on a rock, your sandcastle is going to disintegrate. What I've heard from my elders is, you know, every time there is a disruption to anything, like to the migration of the caribou or the beluga whale, they come back. You know, little interruptions by industrial development, but they always come back. But it became consistent, the changes. They were not going back to the way they were. Even bearded seal hunting is happening 2 weeks earlier consistently and not going back to the way it was the year before or 5 years before. It seemed permanent. I mean, in every part of this whole human systems, they're going to have to adapt to. What you take for granted today is not going to be there if we don't start working now to figure out what we're going to be left with in the end. We are going to starve. We won't have jobs. I mean, we as a people are on our own. I'm a grandmother. In fact, I'm a great-grandmother. Now, your children are not going to live the life you lived. If we don't figure out these things and bring Western science and traditional knowledge together, they're going to have to solve this problem. You look at your little 4-year-old, your little 8- or 9-year-old grandchild, you realize you're leaving them with the problems that you can't fix now. they're going to have to figure it out. Look at your children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and think about it.
That was Colleen Swan, Interim City Administrator in Kivalina, Alaska. Thanks as always for listening. And if you haven't already, subscribe to the On Point podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.